The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
This week's Parsha, Parshas Noach. So Noach comes out of the Teva, and it's a new world. The world, civilization, everything has to be reestablished. The natural law and order that existed in the world before that, Yoimim, Velaylo, the planets, everything stopped working. So Noach comes out, and as part of the program for a living, there has to be reestablished ground rules. And the ground rules for civilization are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And there's a lot to talk about in the different halachas, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but they're all based on the framework of the new hischatrus of civilization when Noach comes out of the teva. One of the psukim in the parsha is Aches dimchem lenafshesechem edush. Pasuk talks about ritzicha, talks about that from here on, before the teva, man was not permitted to eat from animals. He wasn't permitted to kill an animal. And from here on, he is permitted. And the pasuk says Aches dimchem lenafshesechem edush. Your blood, I will be doirish. I will be teveah. What is this referring to? Rashi says, "Afal pi sheitarti lochem nitil seshama babehemo es dimchem edroish me'ashefich dam atzmoi." Even though you're allowed to kill ki'ilu, but that you're allowed to shed blood of a live creature, but not of a person, and any human blood which will be spilled, I will be teveah. I will seek retribution. As there steht in Pasuk. The Gemara Lamaisa in Bavakamad Av Tzadik Aleph understands Rebbe Loza Oymem, Yad Nafshei Seichem Edrish Es Dimchem. We're not talking about Reuven who killed Shimon. Or we're not talking about Larry who killed Barry. We're talking about Miyad Nafshei Seichem Edrish Es Dimchem, your blood itself. Rashi explains in Bava Kamma, what that means is we're talking over here about Ma'abed Atzmul Adas, what we call in English a suicide. So here's, this is the Makor, that a suicide has the din of a Ritzach. It's gedarshened with the wording of the Pasuk in the context of Ritzicha, that a suicide is a Ritzach. Who did he kill? He killed himself. There's no such thing. Life is not free. We don't own ourselves. Our lives are extensions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And to take a human life is snuffing out one extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just about violating somebody's civil rights. And the same is true about self-ritzicha, Rachman al-Tzan, about suicide, that what a person is doing if he kills himself is he's taking away one of the presences, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There's no crime that's greater than that. Miches Chinuch Grad says in Mitzvah Lamedal Dois Ches that a Ma'abed Atzmul Adas, it is not mamish ritzach. It's a tesefis in a pasuk, but it's not mamish. You look at the lashon of the Rambam; it doesn't sound that way. The Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Ritzach that a person who's ma'abed atzmi ladas, he's potter from misa. The way the Rambam says, he's potter from achir misa. I mean, the Velt asks, how would you kill him? L'chair, he killed himself. To say he tried to kill himself and attempted suicide, he swallowed who knows what, and then they pumped his stomach. So that's not a ma'aser ritzicha. So why would he have to say he's potter? That's like shooting at somebody. It's attempted murder, but l'maisa the bullet missed. There's no chiv on a would-be assassin. Maybe you have to take care of him that he shouldn't want to kill somebody else. You have to lock him up, but that's prevention. That's not a punishment for a crime. Punishment for a crime is only if the crime was committed. So the Velt says that what we're talking about is over here, somebody imposed a mortal injury on himself that rendered him a trefa. And Al-Pi Chazal's definition, he's definitely going to die. If he's definitely going to die, l'chari, he should be, right now he should be liable as a retzach for killing himself. And then the Rambam says, tzvart, killing himself, there's no din of chiv misa. Aber retzach is a yeah. As I shtei taken beis meir in yoridei simereish tezvov sifhei, that a retzach, a ma'abed atzmul adas has a din of a retzach. L'maisa, if there's a makor to this idea in Chazal, not just in Rishonim Gedele Achronim. There's a Psikta de Rav Kahana, there's a Medrash, a set of Medrash from Rav Kahana, from the Gemara. Psikta de Rav Kahana, it says over there, Loi Sirtzach, Loi Sisratzech. The Psikta adds on, in loisirtzach, loisirtzach, one shouldn't have himself be killed. Not killing somebody else, but have himself be killed by himself. Understand, it's not mamish loisirtzach. Again, there's no chiyuv misa. But al gabbaim, it's clear that there's a concept linking up suicide with ritzicha. That being said, we have a difficult parsha in Sefer Shmuel. In Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph, talks about Shaul's last mulchama. It says that he spoke to Shmuel Hanovi. Shaul HaMelech spoke to Shmuel Hanovi, who had been nifter before that mulchama. Spoke to him, kilu, from the grave. And Shmuel Hanovi told him he was going to be killed the next day in battle, and he agreed. It was a kapara for his averis, the aver of killing out Noivir HaKoyanim. And the pasuk says over there that taka, the battle was lost to the Plishtim. Vatichbar ha-mulcham al-shol. Vayimtzu'u ha-moirim anoshim bekeshes. Vayayim shol l'noise kelov. Shol tells his armor bearer. They had what was called the noise kelov. Shlav charbecho v'dokreni bo. Take out your sword and stab me with your sword. Pen yovoyu ha-arelim o'elo. The Plishtim will come. They were referred to as arelim. V'dokreni v'salubi. They will torture me. He fell on his sword, he killed himself. And from grief he went out of his mind. Tragic episode, the end of Shmuel Hanovi and his son Yonason, two tzadikei olam, that the Gemara says, when the kiyim from Chet, when we read about Shol, it sounds like there's a blot on their record. Shol, the Medrash says, in terms of having done Averis, maybe it was on a higher Madrega than David HaMelech. For whatever reason, Shol HaMelech, Malchus was Nidche, because of his shortcomings. David HaMelech, it says also, David HaMelech was Neskaper, he was chosen as the Mashiach Hashem. But here we have L'chayru, what seems to be a Maisa Ritzicha. Based on what we said, L'chayru suicide is Ritzicha. How did Shaul, the Heilige Tzaddik, Shaul HaMelech, how did he allow himself to do a Maisa Ritzicha, a clear Maisa Ritzicha? So the G'day Le'achronim, and really Rishonim, were already dealt, were already troubled by this problem. Let's see some of the Shittas. The Bach and the Shach, in Yerideh Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, this is the Simen that deals with the Halachos of Yehoreg Vayava, when a person is allowed to be killed, when a person should be killed, when a person has to be killed, in order not to be over an Averes Chamuris. So over there, they quote the Smak, Smak from the G'dayli Rishayim, saying that Shaul was afraid that the Plishtim would make him be over Avodah Zarah, or at least a verbal confession to the power of the Shaul, the Tzaddik, refused to be schlepped into an Nesoyin where maybe he would be Mechal Hashem Shemayim with an Avera, and Aver Chamuris, and Memela, he chose to end his own life. The Ritva and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, that talks about the sugya of Kiddush Hashem over there, talks mamish on this, and he brings down that from here you see that one is allowed to kill himself if he's afraid he's not going to be Oymid bin Nisoyin. He brings it down, B'Shem Gilyoni Teisvis, and he learns that that's the Yisoyed Vashteton Vashol. A suicide is only a person taking his life in the sense of his life is meaningless. He's cutting it short. Maybe he's not interested in his own life. He's not interested in suffering, whatever it is. But if the taking of his life is an expression of Kiddush Hashem, in order not to be forced, it's for an avera that he's allowed to give his life for, is an expression of Kiddush Hashem, it's not Ritzicha. The Ritva brings a raya, like we just said, from this Maisa of Shaul. Lemaisa, the Meforshe Hapshat in Sefer Shmuel, the Novi itself, the Radak, and the Ralbag seem to say not this way. This is again, like we're saying, Sugyas Hashas with Rishonim Paskening. But Lemaisa, the Radak and the Ralbag seem to say an alternative. They seem to say that since Shaul knew that he would be killed anyways, so in order, the Pashat, the Loshen of the Pasuk is that the reason why he wanted to be killed, vidokrani v'salalubi, they will torture me. So he chose to die an easier death instead of being tortured by the Plishtim. That is and it would seem to be that Shaul was permitted to do this. This is what they point out. This seems to be also the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Hei Siv Gimel says like this. Kotna ma'abed atzma das choshub kishaler ledas. A kotna is ma'abed atzma das. He's not a bar das. V'chein godla ma'abed atzma ledas vu onus. If he commits suicide and he's an onus kishol ha'melech, ein moinim imenu kol dover. That means like this. This is a halacha. Tragic halacha in the halachas of the fact that a person who commits suicide, we look at him as somebody who took his life, shaloi kaloch, it's bordering on ritzicha, and the pashtus is that we're not mechabed him lacha moise, has paid him a regular levaya, shiva. What the Shulchan Aruch is saying, which Rishayim already speak out, is that if a person, because of whatever difficult circumstances he's in, committed suicide in a moment of oinis, shaloi bidas, basically talk about somebody who was in jail and after months of solitary confinement he killed himself, and it's clear that it's quite a possibility that from fright and from depression, whatever it is, he could have lost his mental equilibrium. The fact that he clearly took his own life will not stop us from treating him with all the kavod lachamoisei. You have rachmanim on tragic stories where people jump to their own deaths, they kill themselves, they leave suicide notes. But Moed is talking that the person was not in a state of being able to judge himself. He's a ma'abed atzma ledas shaloi bidas. Wherever Rabbanu could make any cheshbon that he was not at fault, there was not a rational, lucid decision for him to kill himself, we treat it as an oinis, and then we don't treat him as a ma'abed atzma ledas. And then, we just treat it as a tragic death, that's all. This is a psak that that Poskim discussed extensively. A tragic discussion, but a discussion nevertheless. And the Shulchan Aruch, when he's talking about Godla Ma'abed Atzma Ladas, he says, Vu onus kishol hamelech. He doesn't say kishol hamelech was making a decision based on a chash that they're going to make him be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He says that he was an onus. Now what does that mean? Look at kishol hamelech's decision. We're not going to say that Shaul HaMelech went out of his mind. He was thinking about the pachad that the Plishtim were going to torture him. Shaul HaMelech was a brave man. So what does this mean to say? So I want to introduce another sugya, which will shed some light on this topic. This is a Gemara. We mentioned before the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, where the Ritva is that speaks about this. The Gemara over there goes as follows. The Gemara is talking about Reb Chanina ben Tradin, one of the Heilige Asor Haruge Malchus. And it says over there, Shibishoshi Kifu Chavilez Moiros, the Romans, Yemach Shimon, burnt him alive for the terrible crime of teaching Terei Barabbim. And Bishoshi Kifu B'Chavilez Moiros, they surrounded him with wet cloths in order to slow the progress of the flames, in order to draw out his death that should be agonizing, Yemach Shimon. The Korchu B'Sefer Torah, they wrapped him, we say this in the Kinois, on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. They talk about Asar Ruge Malchus. V'korchu b'Sefer Torah. They wrapped him with the Sefer Torah to add to the desecration. A living Sefer Torah, the Heilige Reb Chanina ben Tradin, with the Sefer Torah that he had taught from. V'tzisu v'em se'ur, they lit the fire. Amru loy Talmidim. His Talmidim was standing over there. They were there, even in that moment of agony, they were learning from their Rebbe how a malach alikim tzvokos, in human form, Reb Chanina ben Tradin, conducts himself at such a moment. And he says, Psach picho, v'tikones b'choho esh. Open up your mouth, and the fire will go in, and it will burn you that much quicker. Why should you suffer through the agony? V'om alahem, he tells him, mutav yitzeleno misha nosno. Better that my life should be taken by the one who gave it. I should die when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. I shouldn't decide for myself. Means Reb Chanina was saying, I don't want to kill myself, even to shorten my life, that will certainly end. But then, the Roman, what the Gemara calls the Kalza Tanuri, the Roman executioner, who was there, says to him, "Im ani moirid svoigin shel tzemer, if I take off the cloths of wool, and to make you die quicker." And I'm marba beitzim, and I put more wood that the fire should go quicker. Atem evieni lo elam abo, will I be zoicha to elam abo? He said, yes. V'nishba loy, and he took it off, and he went up also. Be'esh, and the Roman jumped in, and Abasco came out of his mezum l'chay elam abo. A tremendous story, an incredible story with a lot to learn from. But let's try to deal with it analytically from a halachic perspective. For he himself to do a ma'aseh of opening up his mouth, that he wasn't willing to do because how could I shorten my life? This is the life the Rebbe Shalom gave me. Taking my own life, even to save myself from suffering. And this is Rachman al-Tan, the sugya of people that are suffering terminal illnesses. And in the world, they give an order, right? There's a doctor death. You could hire him to end your life for you, a mercy killing. Rachman al-Tan. That's what Chanan ben Chayin says he's not willing to do. The goy offers it in the goy, yeah. For a goy, there's no ritzicha. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do an aveiru. That he's not allowed to do al shev mitzvah b'nei ner. You're not allowed to sell a goy a cut of meat which has evim and achai, and he's gonna eat it. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do a ma'aser ritzicha. This, by the way, could be negah practically. If somebody has a medical facility, and you want to talk about Rachman san fashidna things that could shorten human life, is it a heter the fact that I'm hiring or giving a work order, whatever it is, for a nurse to do something which has a shem ritzicha? Avada not. I mustn't do it. Now I'll tell a goy to be a ritzich, even if the victim is a goy, and even if the one who's doing it is a goy. So Hadrim Chanim and Tradin say to the goy that he should do it. Masho says afin ort, that since he was a goy, the halacha is different. And again, that begs the question, what happened to the fact that Ritzich is also, and Ritzich will say the more alumda shakasha. If Reb Chanina ben Tradin encouraged him to do it, so then he's Reb Chanina ben Tradin shliach, and in Ritzicha to bemidom misuyemes, there's shlichus. It's a discussion. But there is some level of culpability that it would be called Ritzicha for Reb Chanina ben Tradin. So what do you have to say? I want to share with the Olam a alumdusha principle. There's an inherent difference, we've spoken about this in other shiurim, between sheva mitzvahs ben enoyach that a goy is mechuyiv to, and mitzvahs hatera that a yid is responsible to. L'moshul, a yid is not allowed to steal, a goy is not allowed to steal. A yid is not allowed to be a ritzech, a goy is not allowed to be a ritzech. By a yid, in halacha, in Torah, what's osur is the ma'aser ritzicha. Ma'aser ritzicha is an act of violation against kedusha sachaim. Same way, being Mechal Shabbos is a chill of Kedushas HaShabbos. It violates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. A Ritzeach is a Maiser Ritzicha, is a violation that of Kedushas HaChaim. A Goy, the Tzivu is not for the concept, for the violation. It's not the Maiser Ritzicha. What a Goy is not allowed to do is a Goy is not allowed to, like we said before, Shem is Menecha, the rules of civilization. Civilization means there has to be respect for life. That means anything that shortens, takes away human life, a Goy is not allowed to do. For example, a Yid is not Chayiv if he kills a Trefa. A Trefa is somebody who's going to die. Mashenkin, he's going to die in the next 12 months. What happens if somebody pulls the plug on a goises? A goises is somebody who's going to die momentarily. He has an hour, 2 hours. Death is setting in. If a yid hastens his death by 1 second, he's chayv misen bezen. How much life is he taking away from him? 5 seconds. A treifa is perfectly lucid. He's going to die in the next year. He's taking away 6, 9, 11 and a half months of quality life from the treifa. Why is one chayv, one is potter? The answer is that by a yid, Maiser Ritzicha means destroying a full human being. A Trefa, being that physically his body is incompatible with long-term life, that's not called destroying a full human being. A Goy says, even though we know he's going to die, but right now his body is intact. Talking about a Goy, his body is intact. Life is slipping away from him. But he's right now a full human being. It has nothing to do with the Ibud HaChayim. It has to do with the Maiser Ritzicha, and the Maiser Ritzicha is only Mechuyiv on a full human being. A Goy is Chayiv on a Trefa, because the point of a Goy's Ritzicha is the Ibur HaChayim. So here I want to say a Chiddush. The Pshat in the Gemara over there by Reb Chanina ben Tradion, what the Mashal is saying is that Reb Chanina ben Tradion couldn't do a Maiser Ritzicha, shortening his own life, even though he knew that he was going to die, is a ma'aser ritzicha. That's not the mechiv of a goy. The chiv of the goy is ibud hachayim, And since Reb Chanina ben Atradian was in this situation, tragically, where his life was going to end, there's no ibud hachayim on a life that's going to end. So for a goy it was mutter, and for a Yisrael it was awesome. Now let's go back to Shaul HaMelech. What the Mechaber is defining for us, which was the heter of Shaul HaMelech, is that he was considered ba'inis. What does that mean? Ba'inis we understand to be in a general sense, that's not his fault. It's not his fault. He didn't do anything wrong. That definition is true, but it goes deeper than that. Halacha looks at an oynis. Agdele Achreinim explained this concept that oynis rachmana patri means that when a person does something under duress, halachically that maisa is considered as if it was not done by him. For instance, if somebody signs a contract with a gun to his head, it's not just that the person who forced him is guilty of thievery, but the contract has no legal validity. It was signed under duress. An act that was done under duress has no halachic validity. So for example, a person, we know that there are three cardinal averis that one is mukhiv to give his life for. A person is not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah, even to the price of his own life. Let's say he's nichshol, you're talking about maisis during the Crusades, and he was forced to give his, he was forced to make a choice, and he succumbed and he was nichshol and he decided to bow down and be baptized. The halacha is that even though he did the wrong thing, but bezdin, he's not mechuyev misa. Why? Because since the maisa of bowing down, the maisa of avodah zarah that he did, was under duress halachically, it's not considered to be a maisa. A person is only responsible for maisa that he does, not considered to be a maisa. That's the halachic definition of an oynis. Shaul HaMelech, being that he had already fallen in battle, it was only Shiloh was he wasn't killed, but he was already in that situation, he was under duress. He was already surrounded by death. He was already in the battle. And he was already fallen in battle. In that situation, a Maisa Ritzicha isn't a Maisa Ritzicha. It's not a Maisa Ritzicha. It's not a halachically, it doesn't have a din of a Maisa Averu. If a person is in a difficult state, person decides, Achmanson, to end his life just because things are, he has a mortgage, he's gonna default on the house, he just went, bankrupt, his marriage is going south, v'chula, he just decides it's not worth it. So what is that? That's a decision to do a Maisa Ritzicha. There might be mitigating factors in his decision-making process, but at the end of the day, it was his decision. When a person has fallen, when Shaul HaMelech fell in battle, the fear of the battle, the death around him creates a situation where his maisa is not considered halachically a maisa. So what was he over on by being killed? Alts ibud hachayim, he was going to be killed anyways. But to do a maisa ritzicha, since it was ba'inis, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it's not a maisa ritzicha. So that's why he was allowed to tell the Noisa Kalov to kill him. Because the Maisa Ritzicha wouldn't have been a Maisa Ritzicha. The Ibud HaChaim, he's going to be killed anyways. And of course, this says that any time there's a decision, Achmanson, somebody, we can't judge anybody, but any time a patient decides to ask a doctor to end his life, he's not in battle. So what he's doing is he's making a decision to have that person end his life. And for that person, it's a Maisa Ritzicha. Here, the Noisa Kalim was also in the battle with Shaul. He's also an Oynis on the Maisa Ritzicha. So, that's why it was Mutter. Masha Enkein, if somebody's making a rational decision, that this is the right thing to do right now to kill, that's a decision, that's not an Oynis. Memela, it's a Maisa Ritzicha. So, if they would give Edim and Hasran a doctor that was going to do a mercy killing, if he was Jewish, Avadi could be killed in Bezdin. It's a Maisa Ritzicha. And if the person would kill himself, he has a din of a ritzeach, and like we said before, the Rambam just says he's potter on misa, but a ritzich it is. One last point, the Beis Yosef in the Bedek Habayis in Yeridei Kufnun Zayin, the above mentioned simon, brings another tragic thing, another tragic shaila that came up in the times of Rishonim during the Crusades, when the Crusaders were about to burst in on a community of Yidden, and they would give them all a choice to be baptized or to be killed on the spot. Most Jews heroically chose to go to their death. There are stories, there are instances where they, it's described in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, where they allowed themselves to be killed, yes. There are instances where they were afraid that there were children that wouldn't be Oymi bin Asayin, or they wouldn't be given a choice, they would be baptized. They killed the children in order not to put them through the Nisayin. They killed each other in order that nobody should have the Nisayin. The stories are described in Kinnis. There was such a story even in York, which, New York maybe is a kapara on that story. The Jewish community was led by one of the Balei Tosfos, York in England. And when they came into the tower where the Jews were under siege for days on end, they were about to kill them, they found that they were all dead. They had killed each other and then killed themselves in order to not have that Nisayin. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? It seems to be from the Rishonim, some Rishonim say yes, some Rishonim say not. Quite possibly, the Machlokes says, since they're in a state of siege, so again, that matzav of oynis, of death surrounding them, with death breaking in on them, renders the act of Ritzicha an oynis, and then that oynis is not a ma'aser Ritzicha, altsi ibud achayim, they're going to be killed, and maybe they're allowed to make a decision because of Shmad, not to be Amid bin Nisoyin. Altsi ma'aser Ritzicha, it's not a ma'aser Ritzicha, it's oynis. And maybe the other Rishonim hold that a person can only say that he's in a matzav of oynis when we're talking about he killing himself. But if we talk about him killing someone else, that's already not a matzav of oynis. That's already not a matzav of oynis. In middle, then there wouldn't be a heter. Maybe that's the machloikis we're showing him over there. Shem Yizrachet to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in peace, security, and serenity. Shem Yizrachet to see Yeshuas Yisrael and Nikmas Yisrael Aloivim and the Haromas Keren HaTorah on Am Yisrael.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.